It's time for tonight's Unified Bank Player Profiles. We sit down with Wheeling Nailers defenseman Louis Rao. And Louis, we're going to start out here first. How'd you get to Wheeling?
Kind of a long process. I mean, been playing hockey my whole life, but played juniors in Cloquet, Minnesota, then eventually played college hockey at the University of Minnesota Duluth, and decided to keep on playing, and they gave me a shot here, so I took it.
What's one thing you've noticed so far from transitioning from the college game into the pro game?
Everyone has skill. I mean, everyone can make plays out there at any moment. I think the speed is there, and just people can make plays at a moment's notice.
What's one thing you've noticed that you've been able to add to the pro game as you've transitioned?
Just kind of using my smarts, I think, being able to see the ice. Being a D, you can kind of see what's going on, so making reads like that.
And you go down into it, obviously you're not the biggest guy in the world out there on the ice compared to some of the guys who are also on this team as well, but how do you use your size to your advantage?
Yeah, I've kind of always been littler, so I've kind of adapted to it and kind of using my stick to my advantage, using my speed. I think being able to move laterally and vertically kind of helps, so just kind of being quick on my feet.
And obviously the question's going to have to be asked. Scored your first pro goal earlier this season so far. What was that moment like?
Yeah, it was fun. It came kind of caught me by surprise when it happened, so just enjoyed the moment and celebrate with the teammates.
Is that play just going to stick in your mind for a little while just to be like, wow, it was the first one?
Yeah, but I mean, you're always looking for the next one too, so got to turn the page and keep it going.
So on the same topic as that, where do you have the puck? Where'd you keep it?
I think it's still in my stall right now. Probably send it back home sometime.
And who was the first person you talked to from family-wise, friend-wise, after that?
Got a couple texts. My mom called me. My girlfriend was here too, and I got a nice message from my dad as well.
Now, settling in here as we're moving through the season, what has it been like just off the ice, just living in the apartments and getting settled in that way?
It's nice. I think we have a good group of guys here, and apartments are really nice for us, and it's a good kind of area that we get to bond, and means a lot.
Obviously, coming from a college background, are you used to having so much free time yet, or is it not really free time?
A little bit of mix. I mean, the free time we get here is nice, but you kind of need to use it to rest and kind of recuperate. In college, you kind of had free time throughout the week, and you just got your work done, but here it's nice just taking care of the body and everything.
And just continuing to roll with that same thing. At the pro game, you have your 4-5s, your 3-3s. How have those lived up to, I guess, not the expectations, but not really struggling with those? Because that's such a hard part of this game.
Yeah, I mean, but at the end of the day, every day is an opportunity to play hockey. And I think that's what's so great about pro hockey. You're just going out there playing games, and that's the fun part. So getting them practicing when we can, but playing the games are always fun.
And the road trips also as well. Is that another way you guys are able to build and bond with each other as well?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, on the road, we have some off time there too. So some of the guys get together and either headed to a movie or walking around town. So it's fun.
And basically looking at the season so far, what are the slow start to it, but what are some things you think the team has done well of late?
I think we're playing with our speed. I think we got a fast team here, and if we can keep using our speed and use it to our advantage, I think we can create plays in the offensive zone as well. So looking forward to what the rest of the year has.
Do you think that slow start had a little bit of a lot of rookies on this team? You're facing some veteran teams as well early on.
Yeah, I think just getting the feel. I mean, early on, I think it was more of like a feel game, feeling each other out and kind of going from there. But now that I think we know how we can play, as we play as a unit, I think we can really move forward.
Obviously, a big weekend upcoming and a big week as we are in the middle of it right now. Looking forward before the holiday season, are you excited to go home or what are your holiday plans?
Not really any exciting plans. I think I'm planning on staying here so with some of the guys, so it'll be fun. Send some gifts back home to the parents and family, so and hopefully get them on the phone, so it'll be fun.
And a couple more questions here. What are some of the goals for this team moving forward?
I mean, it's obviously win a Kelly Cup, but first steps first, just take it game by game, winning each weekend as we can, and then getting a chance at playoffs.
And now more on the personal side. Do you have any personal goals for the rest of the season?
Yeah, just stick to my role, do as much as I can for the team, on and off the ice, so yeah.
Well, that was Louis Rao, Wheeling Nailers defenseman. Thank you for taking a few minutes of time.
Thank you.